The eclipse has been the talk of the town today. As I go around visit military members, a lot of superstitious things are coming out of what's going to happen with the eclipse, what are the signs that go behind it, and that's coming from non-believers as well as Catholics themselves. And for me, I think it's so providential that today also falls on the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. The church moved the Annunciation of the Lord today in order to observe the 8 days or the octave of Easter. And I see it's so providential that today, liturgically speaking, we got to celebrate Mary's fiat, her complete obedience and total willingness to accept God's will in her life. We can ask that what would happen when she said no. We can ask what was going through her mind. But I think what highlights the Annunciation today is that her complete love for God and her complete obedience and humility in accepting His will, knowing that it could give her a lot of trials, hardship, crosses, and ultimately, even to the point of being stoned to death if she was condemned to adultery. But my brothers and sisters, this is what Mary called us to do as we celebrate the Annunciation today, that we, our soul, belong to God, our soul glorify God, our soul seek God, and our soul should radiate God. Don't worry about all the superstitious signs. Don't worry about all the empty talks. Don't worry about what if and this question. May we become Marian in our words, our action, our life, our deeds, my brothers and sisters, so that we can say fiat to God all the time. Say yes to God all the time. Said to Him, Lord, may it be done to me according to Your will. Lord, may it happen in my life. Lord, may my life radiate You. Lord, may my life belong to You. Lord, may my everything be directed toward You. My brothers and sisters, how are we celebrating April 8th today? Are we worrying about all the superstitious stuff, all the sensational stuff, or will we allow the Lord to speak unto us to so that our soul bear the good news and our soul call out to Him, Lord, You are my God, my everything. I love You. Let it be done to me.